Sorry. Don't mind me. Jasmine was on me this morning. Softly, Tokar asked, Found anything connected with the Taken? With the ease of decades, Bowman's dissembled, feigning horror. The Taken? Am I a fool? I wouldn't touch it, if I could get it past the monitor. Tokar smiled conspiratorily. Sure, we don't want to offend the Eternal Guard. Nevertheless, there's one man in Or who would pay well for something that could be ascribed to one of the Taken. He'd sell his soul for something that belonged to the lady. He's in love with her. She was known for that. Bowman's avoided the younger man's gaze. How much had Stance revealed? Was this one of Bisan's fishing expeditions? The older Bowman's became, the less he enjoyed the game. His nerves could not take this double life. He was tempted to confess just for the relief. No, damn it. He had too much invested. 37 years. Digging and scratching every minute. Sneaking and pretending. The most abject poverty. No. He would not give up. Not now. Not when he was this close. In my way, I love her too, he admitted. But I haven't abandoned good sense. I'd scream for Bisand if I found anything. So loud you'd hear me in awe. All right, whatever you say, Tokar grinned. Enough suspense. He produced a leather wallet. Letters from Stancil. Bowman's seized the wallet. Haven't heard from him since last time you were here. Can I start loading, Bow? Sure, go ahead. Absently, Bowman's took his current inventory list from a pigeonhole. Mark off whatever you take. Tokar laughed gently. All of it this time, Bo. Just quote me a price. Everything? Half is junk. I told you, the domination is hot. You saw Stance. How is he? He was halfway through the first letter. His son had nothing substantial to relate. His missives were filled with daily trivia, duty letters, letters from a son to his parents, unable to span the timeless chasm. Sickeningly healthy. Bored with the university. Read on. There's a surprise. Tokar was here, Bowman said. He grinned, danced from foot to foot.
That thief, Jasmine scowled. Did you remember to get paid?
Her fat, sagging face was set in perpetual disapproval. Generally, her mouth was open in the same vein. He brought letters from Stance. Here. He offered the packet. He could not contain himself. Stance is coming home.
Home? He can't. He has his position at the university.
He's taking a sabbatical. He's coming for the summer.
Why?
To see us. To help with the shop. To get away so he can finish a thesis. Jasmine grumbled. She did not read the letters. She had not forgiven her son for sharing his father's interest in the domination.
What he's doing is coming here to help you poke around where you're not supposed to poke, isn't he?
Bowman's darted furtive glances at the shop's windows. His was an existence of justifiable paranoia. It's the year of the comet. The ghosts of the Taken will rise to mourn the passing of the domination. This summer would mark the 10th return of the comet, which had appeared at the hour of the Dominator's fall. The 10 who were taken would manifest strongly. Bowman's had witnessed one passage the summer he had come to the Old Forest, long before Stancil's birth. The Barrowland had been impressive with ghosts walking.